What it is, this is Coon with the Jameses, episode 4. Bringing the real word to your neighborhood.
Yep.
Or your Dre Beats, or your iPhone.
Telling you what that word is.
Generics, whatever you got. We here with CJ and Silent Mike.
What up?
Woo! It's a party. It's a party.
It's a party in the house.
Round table.
Out here.
Round the table.
I got one thing to tell y'all if y'all don't know now. Go buy God of War Ascension and go play that motherfucker online.
Oh, yeah, that shit was fun.
Online. You ain't seen that
online?
Shit. I'm going to show you, nigga.
I just started playing Injustice.
You started playing Injustice?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Dude, that shit is sick.
Hell yeah.
We'll have to get down in the game.
But Corey James right here. Corey James is an assassin.
I'm an assassin, nigga. Ezio. In this bitch.
You're an assassin?
But, yeah, all that shit aside, how you guys been? What's up? What's up with y'all?
Yo, so I opened my computer the other day, and I tried to, I was just getting online and shit. And then it said my screen got locked by the fucking FBI, right? But it's a fucking scam. There's these dudes, like, over in fucking, I don't know, in some different part of the world trying to scam you and take your money. It says in order to get your computer unlocked, you have to pay a fine of $300 within 48 hours. And I was like, I was freaking out at first. Like, oh, shit.
The torrents.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The torrents.
The torrents. I was like, no, they caught me. But then, so I called Adrian, and she heard of something.
Baby.
Your laptop.
Your laptop about to get confiscated.
But she said she's heard of some shit like that before, and she said it was all a scam. And then I looked it up. It was a fucking scam. So all I had to do was like reset my fucking settings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they almost got me, though. They almost got me, though.
This nigga was checking his bank account, making life decisions.
Fuck. Legs are shaking, you know? Yeah. Fuck.
Gotta go pick up day shifts.
I got 48 hours starting now.
You said I work graveyard, then do like night shift.
Don't.
So we were drinking the other day. We were drinking some Sam Adams Summertime Ales, motherfucker.
Sam Adams can make it beer.
What's this? Right here?
Right there.
Belgian Session?
Yep.
These are good?
Yep.
Those are really good.
What do they taste like?
Happy.
Belgium.
Happy.
Happy Belgium.
So it's a lighter beer, not really too dark of a beer?
They're all darker beers.
Oh, this doesn't look too dark in the picture, but...
That's just because that's a picture, nigga.
I'm just saying, it looks like it has to represent...
Sammy Sosa don't look dark in pictures neither, but he is.
I think he looks dark in pictures.
When's the last time you seen a picture of Sammy Sosa? He bleached his skin.
Oh, did he?
That nigga's lighter than you.
What the fuck?
Yeah, if y'all don't know, Sammy Sosa bleached his skin.
Now, why would a man do that?
Maybe it's because he had vitiligo. That's why Michael Jackson did it. He started getting vitiligo and shit.
Yeah.
A bunch of people get that disease.
Maybe, yeah, I see a lot of people at school.
Re-vitiligo.
Man, I just want to stay one color. That's it.
Let me show you a picture of this dude.
Yeah. Damn.
There you go.
Bleached his skin. What the fuck?
This nigga out here looking like Sinatra.
Dude, he looks like a vampire.
God damn, he looking like the Count.
He looks
one,
like a fucking...
Two!
It's me, Count Dracula. Ah, ah, ah. That's exactly what that shit
out the
looks
ball,
like.
Bah, ah, ah, ah. Damn.
So, if you guys didn't know, Chris recently just got to start smoking again.
He got off TASC.
Woo!
You don't know what TASC is. It's a drug program.
Yep.
Or, I'm sorry, I don't want to call it a drug program. It's a...
I don't know, what would you call it, Chris? I never...
Fucked up. That's what I would call it.
Yeah, what was the actual program that you were in?
Yeah, it was just
TASC. It was just
TASC? Yeah, but I wasn't enrolled in TASC officially, but then just made me drop through TASC.
But you were good, though, right? Like, you didn't...
Yep. I've been clean since fucking,
Well, you not clean before.
Yeah, but I've been clean since,
I was on TASC for a minute. 10 months.
Yeah, dude.
I was supposed to be on that motherfucker for 3, but I had to pay that shit myself. I didn't let nobody find out about that. Then I kept drinking while I was on it. Then I smoked while I was on it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bad decision.
Hey, but I'm a better man for it.
True. Learn from your mistakes.
Shit.
Self-reliant.
I didn't know my whole family was going to have to go through TASC.
Damn.
They see this nigga a month after me just like, wait a minute, you look familiar, nigga.
Yeah. real. Fountain. Sounds familiar.
Task is probably the worst shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yo, is anybody watching that Superman flick?
I've seen it.
Was it good?
You saw it?
Yeah, it was, I don't know, they kind of hyped it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was still...
Was the last fight better. Good?
The last fight? These dudes are knocking each other in the fucking... Destroying everything, knocking each other into fucking buildings. It's like fucking playing Injustice. Shit, they're just knocking each other fucking everywhere, man. That's a pretty good fight.
Wait, you saw the last Star Trek, right?
Yeah.
Is Zod a better villain than my nigga? What's his name?
No.
Khan?
No.
Zod's not better than Khan?
Khan's a fucking badass.
Khan's such
a badass, dude.
Khan made that movie, nigga.
Yeah, dude.
That movie should have just been called Khan.
God
damn. The Wrath of Khan.
Out here fucking outwitting Spock, nigga. You got that nigga speechless. You know that nigga don't say nothing under four syllables.
Yep. he won them over and then he just fucked him. He didn't give a fuck. A fucking villain right there.
He stopped on that bitch's knee and killed her dad in front of him.
That dude is a
shit.
She was just standing in the doorway.
She was just there. He wasn't even like. He could have just walked around and he just crushed her fucking knee. Just bastard. Just done. And then went to her father right next to him. Just busted that nigga's face in.
Dude, that dude is just straight evil, man. That's some dark forces out there in the fucking universe.
Nigga was dark, though.
Yeah, that dude was sick.
Wait.
He was too nice.
Alright.
He was too nice.
That's why that nigga.
Wait. What kind of nice is he? Is he like Bane nice or Joker nice?
I think he'd be right in between. Maybe a little more Bane nice.
I'm so Scarecrow. Not playing, nigga.
Oh no. Some Scarecrow.
Taking it back to Batman Begins.
Yep. Dude, that's just been playing all like weekend or something like that. Probably because Superman's.
Yep.
Yep. DC's gotta get their money out.
Yep. So like, okay.
You'll be hearing if they get more funding now after this like opening weekend.
And for the Justice League movie, it's not gonna have the same Batman.
Really?
Yeah, this Dark Knight series was supposed to be in a different universe.
Oh, that's true.
That's why it didn't have any of the Robins.
Yeah. That's why they got Nightwing though. That dude's supposed to be Nightwing.
Yeah, but that ain't happen, right?
I don't know.
This thing was just a cop.
Yeah.
I'm a cop.
I'm just a citizen like you, but I got a gun. That's it.
I'm out here doing the extra for these kids. Damn! That nigga.
Get back on the
that
bus.
That nigga Nightwing in that last movie. Was that nigga the only cop that was actually doing his job? Everybody else is just standing around.
He was the only intuitive dude in there.
Yeah. Hey, nigga, fuck this shit.
Yeah,
we have protocol. Run with the group, you stay alive. No.
You saw him blow up a football field, right?
Yeah. You guys didn't see that? No.
You didn't see that nigga spent 3 months digging under that football field?
What? For real? You didn't see tractors coming in and out?
All right. I must be asleep, though.
Yeah, all right. You know what?
You don't have no lines for, like, bombs.
Yeah. Come on now. Yeah, you gotta have bomb squad there doing fucking protocol.
My thing is, that whole motherfucking movie did not need to happen. That whole last part where Bruce had to, like, get out that fucking hole in the ground. Yeah. Then had to go back, and there was, like, 3 days left.
Uh-huh.
Just call for Superman. The nigga can hear you.
For real. Come on.
Clark!
Exactly. Kids!
Superman also not in this universe.
Call Barry, nigga. True. Flash! Barry! He'll be at your front door.
Just like that.
Yeah, that nigga's got a bomb, I guess.
Yeah.
Nigga's blowing up football fields.
Go snatch that shit.
Yeah. How'd that one dude feel though? The only nigga to survive that football field being blown up.
Alright, man.
Yeah, high
that
would,
nigga,
hey!
That's what I mean,
he said.
That is the nicest damn touchdown highlight ever.
That's right. You know that shit was on SportsCenter.
Uh huh.
You know that game was being televised.
He baited every defender and death.
Killed him.
Crowd, stop cheering, nigga.
He said, I don't do this for the crowd.
I'm getting that running high.
I don't do it for the crowd. I do it for the love of the game. That would have been an epic commercial.
He's just like, whoo. That's what he should have done.
How about game 6, though?
Ooh, I was just about to talk about that. That is insane. I didn't get to watch the game.
You didn't get to watch it?
No. But
Ray Allen is nasty.
Woo!
Vicious.
You know he did that for the Celtics too.
Cutthroat.
That dude is made to be on championship teams. Yep. Well, except for fucking when he's on Seattle.
Supersonics.
Yeah. He was like the only dude on Seattle. Yep. But yeah. Yeah, how many points did D Wade do good?
No, he had like 14 or something.
Oh, that was it?
No, but the Heat were up with about 6 minutes left.
Yeah.
The Spurs came back. And then the Spurs were up by two. And then Ray Allen made a 3-point shot. Spurs were up by three.
Yeah, Spurs
Ray
were
Allen
to take
made a
home.
3-point shot with fucking 5 seconds left. And all I thought was, damn, T-Mac gotta be madder than a motherfucker right now.
For real.
Like, goddamn. He's like, yep, this is me. This is me. He's probably up shadow boxing at the end of the bench, nigga. Stretching out his hand, nigga. Like,
my time, nigga.
Put it on. Slide it on the finger.
What up, Kobe?
Y'all know my size, right?
I'm up there with you.
Y'all know my size, right?
So until Carmelo quit hating.
Hating his little bitch.
I think Carmelo's going to end up like fucking Charles Barkley.
He is.
He's going to end up like Charles.
You already look like him.
He already got that light skin and poor disposition, nigga. And he look like
he's
going to
start
drinking.
Yeah, and he's still kind of chunky. Still kind of chunky.
Got that hefty.
Yeah, he's kind of hefty.
I feel like Charles Barkley's going to end up being like Mr. Krabs or something.
Mr. Krabs.
Like, he's just going to get progressively older.
Dude, that Mr. Krabs just loves, that dude loves money though, that's for sure.
Burgers and burgers.
Yeah, that dude loves money. That's SpongeBob ass. Yeah, but yeah. So is it, it's in Miami?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, son.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's gonna be epic.
Yeah.
I wonder how many, since just because of the stakes, I wonder how many viewers it's gonna get.
Dude,
that's gonna get a
hell,
shit ton.
Hell, too
shit
much.
Ton. Yeah. That's crazy. That's good though. Like, that's insane.
What is?
Game ratings and everything for games.
Yeah, come on. Just because of the stakes, you know. Like, fucking, it's gonna get a lot of viewers. That's for sure.
Yeah. Whoever's
ABC's
making the
be
money
making that money.
ABC. Man, ain't no channel more corny than ABC Family, though.
Yeah, all they play is fucking soap operas and shit.
Yeah, like kids' soap operas. There's only two shows I fuck with on there. That 70s Show and Boy Meets World.
Holla.
Boy Meets World comes on at 4 in the morning.
4 in the morning.
2, 6 in the morning.
Six that 70s morning. Show is fucking funny, dude.
That
I love that
70s
show. Yeah, I love that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, seasons
man.
On seasons of that shit.
Pass the tomatoes.
Remember that dude, Fez?
Yeah.
Yep.
This is your mama!
Yeah,
like, come on, man. It ain't that serious. Y'all telling jokes.
The dude with the lisp.
This is your
in the show.
Nigga. This is your
15. Yeah. Better not take your whole break smoking that cigarette.
That dude did nothing after that. That show was corny as hell.
Yo,
that
mama,
show
yeah.
was so corny.
They were never good until the last round.
Yeah.
And sometimes they weren't even good after that.
Man, sometimes I would just watch it, though, just because, like, I wanted to see, I don't know. It's something, I still watched it, but it, that shit sucked.
Because MTV has those shows.
Yeah.
They ain't good, true. But you watch it anyway.
I stopped watching MTV, man.
I don't watch MTV anymore.
Music.
I don't watch MTV anymore, but...
I cannot stand.
There's
and
one
the
show that I'll
music...
watch every once in a while, maybe. It was Guy Code. I don't like that show.
I never seen it.
It gives away a lot of secrets. So you gotta make up your own secrets, because you know bitches sit around watching Guy Code and Girl Code.
Damn.
It does put
it.
A lot of shit out there.
Guy Code?
Not a lot of shit, but it
puts
some shit out there.
Not a lot of shit, yeah, but. I get to watch it when I'm at work or some shit, because it'll be slow. It'll say stupid stuff. Like, not about girls, but it... Hey, one thing that Geico did tell me was like, yo, if you're having a barbecue and your neighbors are old, invite them over. They'll be cool with the songs and they'll be cool with the music. Just invite them over. I was like, all right, I'm going to invite my neighbors over. And I found out my neighbor's a Wiccan, and I was like, I ain't buying that old bitch over.
Your neighbor's a Wiccan?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. That's crazy.
Like, don't touch my birds, which one? Bitch. Yeah. Right here, not the cool niggas.
Oh, yeah. These ones are cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, these ones are always complaining.
These
right?
are my niggas.
Is this the lady that came over when we were fucking singing and shit?
Yeah.
Well, you were humping and someone was humping. Who was?
Yeah, I was up on the chair.
Who was on the chair?
I was up on the chair right there standing in front of the door.
I think I was humping the sofa. Cable was like on the wall and some shit. And then she knocked on the door and I thought, oh, this must be Rachel.
Yeah.
So I just threw the door open and we all just kept singing and doing our thing. And then that bitch was just like,
It was a thousand in the mouth.
I was like, come on in. She walked in my house just like.
That's what track it was.
Yeah, we got a track called Thousand in a Mouth. And my neighbor ain't like it.
She saw firsthand.
Yeah. So we had to stop that.
Yeah, nigga, I slid in that bathroom quick. I wasn't there, nigga.
Hey, man, hey, what's going on? Yeah, that shit was embarrassing. So, Mike, what's up with you, man? Silent.
Chilling.
What you been doing? Really
done it. Skating.
How was that new skate park?
Dude, too good. Way too good.
I haven't seen it. Where is it at?
Aho and...
So is it better than San Rita?
It's different. It's not concrete. It's just like metal, but it's not that small.
Oh, that's crazy.
There's way more shit there to do. Like,
damn.
I don't know if you've heard of La Florida.
I see the hate.
It's like that. It's like, a lot of shit skin is small, but it's just so fun.
That's pretty dope.
Let's turn that fan off real quick, please.
Turn it off?
Yeah, I don't know if you could hear that in the back.
I'm not gonna shit off.
Turn to the left.
This one?
See the name of that?
Nice. Oh, cool.
Fan.
Yeah, keep. There you go. One more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's broken. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, living in an old house. Old house in Jefferson Park.
Yep. Tucson, Arizona.
Surrounded by T-Lokes.
Again, that warm AC. Yeah, Wiccans and shit.
You know, just, you know, shit that resides in Tucson. If you think about Tucson, just everybody out there, close your eyes, think about Tucson. Now think of a person from Tucson.
I can think of a lot of people from Tucson.
That's exactly what they look like. Generic.
Person.
Just a person. Player A.
Every guy, every girl.
Generic. Yeah. Nothing out here.
Pokemon customization, nigga.
Yo, I'm excited to read this book.
Dude, the Power of the Subconscious Mind.
Dude, that book is dope.
By Dr. Joseph Murray.
So, wait. Let me remember what
Third
you
said before.
Is it basically... I gotta remember this. No, go ahead.
So,
what you say now... You know, well, go ahead and explain it.
So essentially, I will read the Bible alongside reading this.
Yeah.
And I read the Bible in a different translation. That it's called New Living Translation, and it's made for like modern readers and readers who read books such as this. So it's easy one language. And so essentially, I'm just going through, going back and forth, and it comes to, have you ever heard of speaking in tongues?
Yeah, that shit freaks me out.
Yeah, so it was like, there's also speaking in tongues is referring to people who say things that other people can understand and
that's
can interpret. Like, having so much faith and belief behind your word, seeing it come to pass before anyone else can.
Damn.
Speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
It's how I got it from it. So, I'm not even done with it, but this is how we draw those kind of parallels.
Really? What the hell, man? That's that's crazy.
Yeah, I suppose you're supposed to, well, personally I do, take the Bible, not literally, you can't take literally.
No.
You gotta take each and every story, peel back the layers, and link it to the inner light in yourself.
I would say just it's like lessons or instructions for your mind.
Yeah.
So you take them as something to imprint on your mind, so that'll be how you live your stuff. The lesson.
Because every story in the Bible, you could probably find a parallel in some of the mythology.
Oh yeah, definitely.
At least 4 or 5 or 7 or 18 definitely. Of them.
Right. That's why I'm like looking in multiple things, because they're all talking about one like thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's all one.
Different cultures, different areas, different languages.
I wanna.
You wanna know why Genghis Khan did so well? He had priests. He had rabbi. He had Chinese monks. He had Buddhists. All of them in his circle.
Yeah, he was a smart motherfucker. That's why he conquered. He conquered very
well.
That's
why we all got Genghis Khan genes in us.
That's why we're all.
We're a little
part gangster. Well, you all got a little gangster in you.
Oh shit, nigga. You
find
gangsta.
You in a gangster.
That's gangster.
This nigga witty as fuck, nigga. Gangster.
Bulls Whitaker over here.
Flipping the punches.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what this book is about. I got 4 more chapters, as I've been saying.
Oh, that shit stinks. That propane stinks. Yuck, man. Oh, dude.
Hey, that's that Hank Hill.
Today.
I'm about that Hank Hill lifestyle. propane accessories to heat up my dabbing pieces.
Damn it, Bobby.
So, update with Xbox One.
What's up?
You don't need internet to play offline games anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, really? Shit.
Really?
Would you look at that, dude?
Would you fucking look?
They stopped all that, because before,
what?
When you set up your Xbox One,
uh-huh.
It would scan the whole room and it would look for internet, and if there was no internet, you wouldn't be able to play it, nigga. You just got a $500 machine that could play cable sitting next to your cable box.
That's yep, exactly.
Stupid.
That shit is stupid.
Maybe that was a bad idea. Maybe we should take that back.
Yeah,
maybe. We threw it out, people weren't reacting positively.
No, this shit ain't gonna make us money.
The waters, nigga.
Hey,
the waters.
Stick your toe in the water, nigga. See how
the cold,
not,
yeah. It's chilly, nigga.
Nah, nigga, too cold. They don't like
that. They don't like that. They say it's chilly, B.
Chilly. Bring that shit back. Chilly Palmer. Not supposed to put that on the shelf yet.
Nah, man. Nah. Fix that.
Yeah. Way too early.
So re-engineer that shit.
So what were you saying about this, though? Where'd you leave off at? I don't remember.
So basically, yeah, like I was saying, 4 chapters left, and I want a chapter about forgiveness and everything.
Okay.
So, one, like, thinking and going towards now is that life is all about the strength of your heart and everything. And finding new ways and abilities to love.
Okay.
So that's one more.
That's kind of dope. I really want to read this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Upload it into my brain.
It's pretty dope.
Like, what if you could do that? Just fucking upload shit to your brain.
I believe I'd do that.
Like,
real quick.
Like the Matrix.
I believe all this is already there.
Yeah. The Matrix?
Yeah.
Like that? Hell yeah, dog.
Start uploading shit. Damn. Just, yeah.
Learn how to fight.
Dude, your brain is honestly like a fucking computer.
Yeah.
It's like it's like a quantum computer, basically.
That's an insult. A computer is like a brain.
I think your memory has. It can store more memory, or your brain can store more memory than fucking 100,000 iPhones. It's ridiculous, dude. No, that's ridiculous.
This shit don't happen.
Yesterday.
Tell me that finals week, nigga. I don't remember shit, but useless information.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I still want to learn about more on the brain, man. That shit's crazy.
Hey.
I got done reading that. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to keep going. I was going to say something about Jay-Z.
Say it.
That nigga's getting paid. Kanye's album, Wale's album, J.
Damn,
Cole's album.
Son. I haven't heard Wale's album.
Hey. I haven't heard Wale's album isn't out yet.
Oh, is it?
J. Cole and Kanye's are. I heard Yeezus was.
Was it good?
Stupid hot dookie.
Yeah, man.
Stupid hot dookie, really?
Yeah, nigga.
I gotta listen to that.
It's like a bunch of them angry beats. Like, I guess a bunch of those. Have you heard New Slaves?
Mm-hmm.
No. I haven't heard.
Well,
anything.
I heard when
I stopped listening to Kanye, man. Well, I don't like his shit.
I don't want to download this one. I heard there's maybe a couple songs, but I don't know about this one. J. Cole, I don't know. That nigga just.
I never listened to J. Cole either.
I don't know. I think he'll have an okay album. I just think it will just be, you know, average. He just seems like an average rapper to me.
Yeah.
Nothing too.
He's just there.
Yeah. Nothing too outshining about him.
I feel like J. Cole would be doper if he picked one area in his field of dome. Because he produces tracks too. Like, cause he plays instruments and the piano and all stuff, and he produces his own track.
That's
and
sick.
Sometimes he does sing or whatever, and he does rap and write all this stuff, and he's trying to step his verses in game up too. So if he actually devoted and put the eye to like fine tuned one of those tracks,
oh yeah,
be better.
I don't know, man. He's over here looking like Tim Duncan. He'll kill you, but I mean, you see it coming. It's not like you don't expect it. It's just like, okay, this dude's, he constantly drops 7 through 9 tracks rated. So when I hear it, it's just like another track. He always has like just that.
I never really listened to like one of his tracks. I think I've heard like a song with him.
I don't know.
He's featured on, but I never.
I liked his old mixtapes.
Yeah.
Before
yeah,
Friday.
A lot of people got way better mixtapes than they do fucking.
I always like everybody's mixtape until their first album.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
And then I'll go to their mixtapes before the second album, and then it's just like.
Same shit.
Nowadays. Yeah, and nowadays, once they have that first album, and then nothing.
It's
because
they get paid, man. They get paid, and they lose it.
They
lose the love.
They have to fill out quarters.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, people are telling them what to do and probably what to rap about and shit, you know?
Yeah, they do. They give them beats and be like, okay, you have to rap on this beat. We bought this beat for you.
Yeah, basically, and you gotta go with it. But I mean, a lot of beats are dope.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're not. Drama! Canon!
Yeah,
Canon! The Empire!
Yeah, all that shit.
DJ Rockstar!
Damn.
Yeah,
gangster.
Everybody's heard all them shits.
Taking y'all back to high school.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Like, I thought it was embarrassing when that shit was played before a song, like before a party. Yeah. I thought it was embarrassing.
Like, damn, get to the song.
Yeah, I know, for real.
They play too.
Shouting out your shit.
If they play too much of this, they won't be listening during my favorite lyrics.
Yeah, and then they do it.
Come on.
They do it like the middle of a song too. I hate it.
I want everybody to hear my favorite part.
I guess I gotta go buy the song now.
Try to play it again in LA to see if anybody noticed. Hey, listen to this.
Nigga, it's the same corny ass sweet song from an hour ago. Put on that fire, B. Put on that fire. There's always some like Caucasian cat who wants to work, listen to like dubstep or something.
That dubstep or
dubstep.
Is that shit still out? Do people still like that shit?
Yeah, dude, too much. It's
really?
Worse now.
Yeah. Like Skrillex and shit?
Yeah. Worse.
Damn, that's terrible. Yeah, pass, man. Pass.
I never listen dubstep unless I'm playing a fighting game with Chris.
Dope ass
smoke a bit, play some dubstep during a fighting game. Everything is synced, nigga.
You are one with the universe, nigga. That's what God made drugs so you can smoke it while you play video games and fight niggas.
He didn't make it for no other reason. You can tell the Egyptians, you can tell the Mesopotamians, put that shit down.
Damn. I remember I took a cab in California one time, dude. And this dude drove like a fucking animal. He went like 60.
Animals can't drive, man.
He drove
so I'm assuming
crazy.
That's pretty bad.
He drove crazy. Anyways.
Got fucking animal.
This dude was just
here.
Like, he was just speeding like crazy. And he was bumping Skrillex, dude. The loudest. I was in a fucking cab bumping Skrillex. Like, that shit was loud. He's speeding past everybody.
Damn,
that dude got me home quick, though. But man.
In a fucking bump racing movie, nigga.
Well,
that taxi
a
movie with Queen Latifah.
Fuck. Actually, the cab guys in California are pretty dope, though. Like, this other dude, he was, he's probably like in his 30s. He had like a kid and some shit. He started talking to us, but he was, like, in a band. Like, he was a super gnarly dude. had some long hair and shit. He was pretty chill, though. But, I mean, the cab drivers here are fucking all tweakers.
Yeah, that's another thing about, too, something I didn't know about. Cab drivers, everybody else are just like, yo, yeah, you know.
Cab drivers are weird.
Yeah, I'll show you where all the parties are at and everything. Yeah. When I went to Vegas, this dude's like, all right, I'll tell you where the clubs are. All right, you got to go this way, this way.
Yeah.
Here, it's just like, all right, you want to go to the mall? Well, let me take the fucking back road and then, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking.
Let me find the farthest parking spot away after I already passed the store so you can pay me extra $350.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm running.
Scam artists.
Running the mall, nigga.
Scam.
Hiding chic. They won't find me, nigga.
They get drunk people. They probably do. I guarantee they do.
Drunk people?
Yeah.
Gabe ran from one.
Gabe would run from one.
It was the day when we went to a club and then a party. I guess he went to the club again after we went back to the party. He went to the club by himself. Forgot that he left his car at the party. Got a cab home. It was $130. And so he just ran, nigga. And the dude got out and chased him. He got away, though. And he was hitting me up the next day, like, yo, where's my car? Where's my car? I think it got stolen. Like, nah, nigga, it's right here. You
damn,
left it.
Dude. Gabe just ran out from a 100. That caught the cab.
I ran from a cab once. So that's just because this nigga got mad as hell because I just wrote, fuck you. I was drunk. I wrote, fuck you on the ledger. And this nigga was like, what? He opened the door and he was going to chase me. So I just ran to our back alley. Then he got back in his car. He was driving down the back alley all slow. He's like, you think you're going to fuck me out of my money? He's like banging on the side of his door. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm hiding next to my neighbor's car. I'm like, damn, nigga, this thing is really serious about $850. It was, I signed it and I gave the tip. I just wrote the signature wrong so he could have cashed it.
Yep.
The nigga was pissed. He was not playing about that money, nigga.
His name is Fuck You.
That's what I read, man. That's what I read on the name tag.
I remember that story, dude.
Cab drivers probably see this. You know, cab drivers, they could. If you got drugs.
They probably deal with a bunch of bullshit.
If you got drugs, they can drive you. If they don't ask you about fucking the drugs in the back seat, they can't get arrested. I didn't know. It's their business.
True.
Damn, the Greyhound is fucking like, you get cartel with that shit.
Really?
I would just get a cab. If it was really worth it, I'd get a cab. Be like, yo, here's fucking $300. Drive me as far as you can, nigga. And then I'm gonna get a new cab. Pay that nigga $200. Be in Vegas, nigga.
I'd take stacks
of drugs in the suitcases.
Damn, son. True.
What?
Throw a nigga like
that's a way to do it.
Yeah.
You could, yeah. But like Chris said Greyhound, you can do Greyhound like that.
So, like.
Yeah, they don't check that shit.
You go up there, like, the smoker, so.
Well, that don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking it. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just saying to take it there, all you have to do is pay a cab driver a fat amount of money. No questions asked.
Bitch, don't you tell nobody about this. Here's $200.
She'll be like, damn. Alright, I was only gonna ask for 150. Like, alright, bitch, give me $50 back.
Yeah, for real, can you break that?
Stop at Denny's. I got some grand slams I wanna try.
Bring your own food.
Some grand slams.
Lay the car, bitch. It's $25. Go get something to eat.
I'm paying you now.
So wait,
you're working
did you,
for me.
So did you only want 25 back? Shut up, bitch, I'm eating my slams.
I'm eating my slams.
Hey, bitches, what are they talking out of turn?
Quickest way to get on my nerves.
So I want to eat my slams. Nice.
Nigga just willing to have a slam.
Oh, yo, how come every waitress that works at Denny's in between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. does cocaine. They just look like it. You can see it under their eyes, nigga.
Damn, true. There was this,
you want coffee? Bitch, I got coffee right here on my table.
At the Denny's across Ina, on the other freeway, or on the other side of the freeway, there used to be this chick that everyone used to call Milkshake. She was this old-ass bitch.
And
she was about milkshakes.
Does she
bring out the boys?
Yeah.
Is that what you want me to say, Chris?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
That bitch was crazy, though. That bitch was, I'm just saying, that bitch was crazy.
Why, does she look crazy?
Yeah.
Her name's Milkshake, nigga.
Yeah.
She's a better stripper, too.
She's old.
Nah, man.
She's old, man.
An old stripper. She can't work there anymore, so she gotta work at Denny's now. You're stripping hours.
Here comes Milkshake. Milkshake up on the stage.
BBW. How much shake
do I move get? Right, all body move right, jiggly ass, Jabba the
How head. Much for one of those shakes? Like, goddamn, nigga.
Yeah, for real. She said, don't make me do it to you, daddy. Don't make the milkshake.
Nasty. Yuckster. Yuckster.
Hey, fat bitches need love, too.
They do.
But I'm not a fat bitch lover, so...
A lot of dudes like fat bitches, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dudes out there that like fat bitches.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a confident, bigger bitch than an anorexic, annoying ass, unconfident, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd way rather have that shit.
I love you and your big, confident ass.
I love that big ass, confident booty, yo.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Keep shaking that.
Swaying left and right.
Keep walking in front of me.
My
the dang lang hang out, the nuts hang out too, and it just flying both foot. Woof.
I call it the Paul Johnson dance.
Woof. Woof. Look, Craig.
Your mama be out there buck naked.
Buck naked.
That
big booty. Big ass.
Oh, damn. Hey, you remember the second Friday? Craig's uncle's girl was all up on him.
All up on him.
Ray. He's like, hey, what you doing talking to my girl? what was her name?
I don't know. He called her Sugar or something like that. That's
something like that. That bitch was almost Rasputia big.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, she was.
And that bitch got smacked on the ass, and she was like, she liked that.
Help me, daddy.
Yeah.
You had me a bitch.
We can keep it in the family.
Damn.
Keep it in the family.
So yeah.
Is this a will?
You ever heard of El Nino?
What is El Negro? Come on.
They call me El Lobo Negro, nigga.
He had some game in that movie, that's for sure. What you know about game? I got all the game.
Game recognized, game granddad.
That's Boondocks.
You looking kind of unfamiliar. That's classic Boondocks. That's 8 years in the past, nigga.
That's what's his name?
Riley Escobar.
Riley's dope. He's fucking funny as hell.
Butch Magnus.
Damn, dude. Butch Magnus.
The most fucked up kid I remember.
I haven't got into Butch Magnus yet.
You ain't seen Butch Magnus?
Not yet.
Silent Mike know about Butch Magnus.
Dude,
who is Butch Magnus?
He asked for you. No, what did he jack?
He jack your shit, then ask you for it later.
Yeah, all after the fact. That is. There you go. He jack you for your shit and ask you for it all after the fact. Like, he punched this kid, ate his sandwich. He said, "What are you eating?"
Nigga, he got expelled from a Catholic school for whooping nuns, nigga.
Damn. I gotta get into this.
This nigga was riding his bike. This nigga punched him straight off his bike, nigga. Like, he just flew and his bike kept rolling. He was like, "Hey, let me borrow your bike, bitch," as he was getting on and riding away.
You know Bush Magnus, nigga.
What season does he come in on?
Third
season.
They need a new season of Boondocks.
What are you talking about?
How many seasons do they got?
Three. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, that shit's funny as hell, man.
Boondocks is funny as fuck.
I hope so.
Don't know.
Yo, I saw that, I also saw that movie, This Is the End.
What is that about? Oh, that's wait, this you saw This
one.
Is the End?
That shit is funny
as hell,
damn. Man. That's one of the funniest movies that's came
that's
out
That's
why
I've been hearing. I think it's all privately done by them.
Dude, it's really good.
Is it? I think they all just funded it themselves. That's why there's so many famous people in it.
Dude, I ate a brownie. Oh, dude, I felt so good in there.
What kind of brownie?
Chocolate.
Yes, fudge brownie.
Double fudge chocolate brownie.
Yeah. Alright. Just so y'all know. Oh, shit.
That's got.
I thought this nigga was just sneaking brownies into the movie theater like a broke nigga.
Nah, it's got marijuana.
Ooh,
marijuana.
Like a felon, nigga.
Good man. I was feeling so good. Yeah, I'm just chilling. But that shit was funny as hell, man. I recommend that movie. It was good for everybody.
Nigga, give it stars. Out of 7 stars.
I'd say.
Out of 6 stars. Out of 6 stars.
Six stars.
Okay.
5.5.
Damn! Alright, guys, that's a 5.5 star rating on the Cool and the James' 6 star ratings.
Nigga, that's like an A minus.
That's an A minus, maybe.
It's pretty good, man. I thought it was funny as hell, dude. That shit. Yeah,
you like it. That's 10 out of 12, nigga.
You like it. Michael Cera's. Like, he's a little part. I won't tell you. No, I don't want to tell you.
I've never really found him funny. I just always
found
him.
No, he's funny in that.
Have you seen
that
movie Year
One? They change his. No.
What's going on with Jack Black, nigga?
Oh, yes, I have seen Year One.
What's going on with Jack Black? Where's this nigga going?
Here you go. Yeah, let's see.
Where's this nigga been at?
I don't know what's wrong with this nigga. Actual age, nigga.
Jack Black?
What?
Oh, shit. Jack Black's like a fat white Kevin Hart, nigga.
Yes.
Always playing guitar and hanging out with kids, nigga. The dinosaur! It was like, nigga, quit talking
He's
like that.
Super hyper. Super fucking hyper.
Grow up, nigga!
Yeah, for real. School rock and shit.
School rock, nigga. You're 42.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael Jackson, I ain't had a childhood ass, nigga.
Hey. Pick of Destiny was that movie, though.
Oh, Tenacious D?
Tenacious D? That movie was funny as hell, nigga. That nigga was getting off a show. What, not at the bar. It was like open mic night or something.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude wrote, he was like, they told me not to read it, but fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway. Tenacious D is the greatest band in the history of the universe. I was like, damn, they told this nigga not to read it. And he's so good, this nigga's going to read it anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck it, I'm going to get in trouble, but y'all need to know this shit. These niggas? Audible chocolate, nigga.
Audible chocolate.
Kicking that real. Pick it up, nigga. Pick it up.
Damn.
Yeah.
That Tenacious D, though, that shit's funny.
Making heads explode like Clayton Bigsby, my nigga.
Ooh.
Bigsby.
Mr. Bigsby.
Dog.
Yo.
I want to see that World War Z movie.
Yeah, I want to see that shit, too.
I'll see some niggas die.
Yeah.
I want to read the second book after I watch the first movie, because I feel
I
like...
I've always wanted to read the book. I haven't read it. Is it good?
Shit, if I know.
Oh, you haven't read it?
Nope. No, I'm probably the first book. I hated growing
always,
up.
In movies, they always leave out a bunch of details.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. When I was growing up, I hate when people would be like, oh, I'll be like, yo, you read Harry Potter?
Dude, you know, they left out so much shit in
there. Yeah, you'd be like, yo, you read Harry Potter?
Man?
No, but I watch the movies. It's like, nigga, dismiss yourself.
Yes, just get like, out.
I'm sitting in this nigga's yard. Yo, dismiss yourself. Give me your keys. You don't fucking live here anymore, because all you speak.
Go lay in the street.
Go lay in the street, Casper.
To be an American child, okay?
Shit, nigga.
You trash. You're straight.
Ludicrous, nigga.
Come on. You haven't read the whole series?
Yeah, but yeah.
If you haven't read at least one book more than once, I don't trust you.
Get out of here.
I don't trust you.
I don't trust you. You can't eat with... Shit, you couldn't eat in my house.
No.
You cannot dine with my family.
You cannot procure sustenance over here.
I use a CEO to bring your bitch over to my house while you read Harry Potter and figure out what that shit mean, nigga.
We'll be watching the movie.
but we ain't
a CEO, bitch.
Movie, nigga.
Come flying.
The lights will be off and shit, watching the movie.
Yeah, nigga, she like that movie as the background music. Yeah,
my door will be closed and shit.
Yeah. Joe Rogan promotional code. It was sad when Dobby died, though.
Oh, nigga. It was very sad when Dobby died.
Man.
Rest in peace, Dobby.
I ain't crying none.
But yeah. Dobby, that was sad,
I felt
man.
It
Dobby
more in
was...
the book.
Yeah, I felt it a lot in the book.
And more in the...
You know, you feel something
like
in the book,
dude,
you gotta close that motherfucker.
In the
like,
Goblet of Fire?
God.
The dude in the Goblet of Fire, his death was kind of more brutal.
What's his name?
Cedric Diggory.
Cedric Diggory. I didn't give a fuck. Ain't nobody like Cedric Diggory trying to walk in on Harry Potter's Asian piece, nigga. You know,
fuck out of here.
Yeah, get out of here, Cedric Diggory. You got Cho Chang throwing pussy all different types of ways. You throwing pussy at Hufflepuffs? Get out of here, Cho. That's how you know that bitch's pussy was not that good.
Victor and she throwing it at Hufflepuffs.
Just wish yourself. Hey, for real. Voldemort did kill that nigga cold, though.
Yes. He did, real cold, man.
Kill the extra. Kill the spam.
Yo, actually, ice. Voldemort's one of my favorite villains ever, man. Voldemort's a fucking good-ass villain.
That's for sure.
I got a Voldemort shirt, man. I was like, damn, I gotta get this.
Remember book one, nigga? He didn't even have a body. He was just on the back of Professor Quirrell's head inside a turban, nigga.
But I'm saying
that's who you want to be for 8 years, nigga? Is that? No.
What it takes for me to get the greatness, nigga. I go through some shitty years, nigga.
Bro, did you see how much power he had?
All right.
What he grew into?
Nigga, you want to still be this?
All right. All I'm saying is, if Harry didn't kill him, Neville Longbottom would have killed him. And if you die by a nigga named Neville Longbottom, nigga, dismiss yourself. Class dismissed. My name's Mr. Feeney. This is Coolin' with the Jameses, episode 4.
Peace out.
Good night and good luck, nigga.